Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I want to tell you cool stuff today. I saw a recent article about the world's oldest man. He's going to be 114 in Montana. And the reason I'm kind of talking about, well, I'm into anti-aging, and the guy looks pretty good, 114 for sure. And my grandfather, this guy worked on the Great Northern Railroad for 50 years, and so did my grandpa. My grandpa worked on the Great Northern Railroad, and they might have been co-workers. I mean, they certainly were employed by the same company, but they might have been in the same area because he worked for the Great Northern. It's I wish I could talk to him. Maybe he would remember, but you never know. But that's a little side story about my life. My grandpa was ill, and he had to go out west to take care of his illness. He had tuberculosis, and he was basically dying. Like, well, we're all dying. It's just some faster than others. As a very nice and intelligent fellow said, we're all dying, but some are more rapidly than others. So anyway, this old fella is 114, and what I've noticed about these guys of that age, they're very willful. And people who live to be over 100 or up to 100 or even in their 90s have their own mind. They usually do their own thing. They live in their own house or very minimal intervention. They don't want to be messed with. They're curmudgeon-y. So it gives me a lot of hope that I'm going to be able to be a centenarian, not a centurion. A centurion is a Roman guard. I could have been one of those too. Who knows in a past life, but in this life, I would like to be a centurion, or a centenarian, and at least, and make it up to over 100. And if you do the right things, it'll happen. But it seems to be, you have your own thing, you do your thing, and start now working on yourself. Be active, have your own mind, have your own thoughts, exercise the brain, super important. And I do recommend going on the cognitivelabs.com. There are a lot of websites out there that help the brain develop. You can just get crossword puzzles that would work, but I do recommend exercising. And one of my favorite exercises, and I always don't laugh, I'm being serious, fencing, because it's aggressive and you have to move quickly and it's tiring and you keep going. Fencing, another great exercise. Of course, other martial arts, but I don't like the ones where you hit. I like the ones where you pull and throw. I do like Aikido. I like Jiu-Jitsu. And I do like, of course, Tai Chi, because it's slow moving and you can do that for the rest of your life. And I do like those. So I do recommend those. I don't do that particular one myself. I do more of a self-defense type form. We'll leave that alone. Anyway, I do recommend those things. I also recommend quick movement for like things like ping pong and or badminton. They're good. You have to move over a court. Volleyball to a lesser degree. Basketball's okay, but it's a little hard on those courts, and you can get whacked around a little bit. It's pretty aggressive. So I would say better for you to stay with something like fencing. You can't get hurt. Maybe pull a muscle. Fencing, tennis, badminton, ping pong or table tennis, and of course the martial arts that are non-contact martial arts, or some of the ones where it just throws. So, but that's what I recommend. I think it works. I think it's going to work for me. And of course all the supplementation and chiropractic care with that. Super important, get a chiropractic adjustment. If you get a chiropractic adjustment every week, take all the supplementation that I recommend and do these exercises. I don't see how you wouldn't make out 100 unless you step on a landmine, unless you get run over crossing the street, going to the bar, going to your girlfriend's house when you're 99. You've got to avoid the landmines. Be careful. Don't go up on ladders. Stay on the ground. It's hard enough to not fall and bust your butt when you're on the ground. So, if the latter thing, you get young people to do that for you. It's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor, telling you more great stuff. How to become the world's oldest man. And I think it'll work. It's going to work for me. I want to make it to, I want to be the world's oldest living and practicing.